AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the president will deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. He'll say that climate change is a matter of national security. It threatens to make poverty worse and could jeopardize the readiness of U.S. forces. Meanwhile, in California, the Coast Guard will be dealing with a four-mile oil slick along the coastline northwest of Santa Barbara. A pipeline broke on shore and spilled about 21,000 gallons of oil into the Pacific Ocean. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams tells KNBC-TV cleaning this up is going to be tough.
It's a moving target. Unfortunately, it's not an exact science when we're dealing with changing conditions out there.
She says a lot of the oil is close to the shore, and that's making the cleanup even more difficult. It may be weeks before you can learn if your car is being recalled because of a defective Takata airbag. This is the biggest auto recall ever in this country, and they're warning us it's going to take time. Our auto writer Tom Krischer says even if your vehicle has to be repaired, it may be months before Takata can make all the new airbag inflators that go into these cars.
Takata can't make 33.8 million airbag inflators very quickly. Honda has enlisted other companies to make airbag inflators, but that company still hasn't been able to get enough to satisfy all of its recalls, and that was before you added another 18 million or so on top of what you've already recalled.
Go to the website safercar.gov to see if your car is being recalled, but remember to check back over the next few weeks as they add more cars to the list. The Los Angeles City Council has voted to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. The mayor supports it. Critics worry employers will dump jobs. This is AP Radio News. Being a former president of the United States has its perks, but maybe not so much anymore. Mike Gracia on a House committee's effort to limit the bill's taxpayers' pay.
The bill, approved by the House Oversight Committee, would set presidential pensions at $200,000 a year, with an additional $200,000 available for office space and other expenses. But expense payments would be reduced by $1 for every dollar above $400,000 earned by a former president in a single year. And an ex-president earning more than $600,000 would get no federal funding for expenses. Last year, U.S. taxpayers paid $3.5 million in pensions and benefits to the four living former presidents. Mike Gracia, Washington.
HBO isn't talking about the reaction to the latest episode of Game of Thrones. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri is among the critics of the episode, which includes a rape scene. She calls the scene gratuitous and disgusting and says she's done watching the show. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.